Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Shalette. How can I help you today?
Yeah, my name is Tony with Waxhaw Electric, and I got a Google ad in Waxhaw, North Carolina. I don't show an office there anymore, but it pulled up my house address in Monroe, which is like 15 minutes, Monroe, North Carolina, which is about 15 minutes down the road. So I got their guys calling me tomorrow morning about, I guess, updating whatever I got on that ad or on Google. And so right now it shows Monroe, North Carolina, and it's got my house address. Can I change that to an address in Waxhaw?
Okay. Give me just a moment to double check how I can access your account to make an update. And let me ask you, when you said they're calling you tomorrow, like who? Was it us or calling or who's calling you?
No, they said it's an outfit that does work for Google and the rest of other companies like that to, I guess, get everything where it should be, I guess, make sure what's on there is correct.
It's another company that is what that is. So that just doing the same kinds of things. But you've been with us a while, and I need to double-check how we're accessing this.
But they say I asked them with Google, they said, yeah, we do this for Google. We do it for a lot of other outfits, you know.
That makes them no different than it's like us or any company that calls you and tries to help you on Google. Or it's just
so I shouldn't be bothered. So I shouldn't be bothered with them at all?
I don't think you need to, but I'm gonna. But I do think that we need to take a close look at this and see what updates we need. Okay.
Okay.
Because they're not Google; they're just another company that would do what we do. That's what it is.
They say they do it for Google. They get all the information for Google.
Right.
He said there's several other companies like Google that they do it for. You know, that makes me think but does Google have people, companies that update for them so they don't do it like they outsourcing or something?
Google's not outsourcing to anybody. Lots of companies like our own can say they're a Google partner because, you know, when you do a certain amount of work on the internet with Google, you get a status of Google partner, but they're not subcontracting. It's not a special person doing something specifically to help on Google's behalf. Google's not doing that. It's just another company, like thousands of companies, that will work to help you get found on Google.
Okay, well, I was thinking of that, and I've hung up on them and counseled a couple times, and I heard what they said, and I thought it sounded kind of legit, but, you know, I don't know. I don't get into that as far as Google or any kind of search engine outfit. I mean, Splash, I've been with Splash for several years, you know, and so all I know is I'm in there and I'm, showing I'm still operating and everything, and that's all I care about, you know.
Let me look at it on Google and talk to you about your address, okay?
Okay.
Because really, get it brought up and then questions about it, okay? Because the address we have on file is the Monroe address, and typically, if we're using a home address, we could mark it hidden to the public. However, if you have a different business address that you're preferring to use, we'll talk about that. I'm just going to pull it up first, okay?
I do have another address. And it's in Waxhaw City.
Which is better for you.
Yeah.
You prefer, okay. So, well,
I was talking before that if I'm going to advertise with Google in Waxhaw, I need to be in Waxhaw. I mean, I can't be, right now I'm 15 minutes up the road in Monroe, North Carolina, and there's a bunch of little towns all the way around Waxhaw, but they're all within 15 minutes of Waxhaw. But anyway, it's showing now that I'm 600 East Park Drive in Monroe, North Carolina, so should it not show my address, I'm showing a business address in Waxhaw. Should that not be better than having it out in another area?
Yes, it can be better, but there's pros and cons to it that I'm going to go over with you. And I'm seeing two Google listings, and just a moment, Waxhaw Electric Company. I'm seeing this one with no reviews on it. Let me look at the website and phone number on that, and then I'll talk to you about the other one I'm viewing, okay?
I have one that has reviews, but at one time I didn't know how I even got to the place of being Monroe, you know, over time, I guess, because it didn't show. I don't know how it got to that way, but I didn't have an address in Waxhaw, but we can put an address on there because that's a location that I used with my accountant and a few others that we'd use that same building. But
Where does your paperwork, like if Google wants to see documentation for your business, like a registration or like a business registration, type documentation, what address is on that?
Okay, 112 Summer, S-O-M-E-R, Street. That's Waxhaw, North Carolina, 28173.
Okay, one moment. 112 Summer Street, did you say?
Yes, Summer, S-O-M-E-R.
Oh, okay.
112 Summer, S-O-M-E-R Street, Waxhaw, North Carolina, 28173.
And this address that has your paperwork, this is also the address you wanted to use?
Say again.
Okay, so my question when I had asked you what address has your documentation, and you gave me this address, is this also the address that you were planning on giving me to use?
Yes.
Okay. And let me look at what it looks like out on Google. Okay.
It's a business
so,
location. I operate out there. It's a business location.
Okay.
A business address.
Google Street Views are kind of weird. One side of the street looked like a house, but the other side of the street looked, 112 looks like a house, but it has a business sign on it.
Yeah.
Something accounting. Do you have any signage at this address?
No.
Okay. But you have documentation, so that's...
Well, I don't have documentation. I could get Jack, my accountant, to write up something or whatever, but we just...
Well, documentation, I meant your business registration, those type of paperwork, you know, that you have, whatever... legal papers you have with your business name on it, what address appears with that?
P.O. Box. I don't use that address. I use only P.O. boxes, but if I need a physical address, then I show 112 Summer Street in Waxhaw. But I don't use that.
All right. So you prefer to be centered in Waxhaw, and people don't need to come to you, like at this address, it's an address you're using, but people don't need to come to you. So the address could still be hidden from the public, right?
Exactly.
Do you also service Monroe?
I serve all Union County. Yeah,
okay.
Monroe,
yeah.
Matthews, part of South Carolina, within a 30-40 mile radius of Waxhaw. So,
okay. But
I don't even get
Waxhaw's really where you're more centered there than the Monroe.
Yeah, I've been there since now. So, it's a small town. Of course, it's not a small town like it used to be. Now, it's, you wouldn't believe, but I mean, just everybody in the world's came there, and we got thousands and thousands of houses that come up and just have two lane roads coming in and out. So we got a situation, but I guess our town people want that revenue or something. But anyway, that's how it started out. It didn't start out like that. And then when we did start out electrical, I did have an office right there in where the railroad tracks is in Waxhaw. It was an old building there, and it still is there. My accountant was in the front, and I was in the back. And I was 3 miles out of town, so I worked, most of my office stuff is at my house. I didn't, and most of my work is not coming into the shop. It's going out to the job, you know, but, it's the
right.
point. And so, anyway, that's how that comes about. And I moved to, in 2001 or 2002, I moved to Monroe because, Waxhaw town just got so overloaded. You couldn't get in town hardly in the mornings because of the traffic. But anyway, but I don't want to show Monroe my address because then Google won't, I won't have my ad in there anymore like I got it now, which works perfect, you know, like it's been, you know, used to. I was higher up until Google started doing that, selling those ads up there for people, you know. Now we got companies out of state that advertise, you know, like they're local, but they're not. You know, they're, one company's out of Missouri. And so, anyway, but, you know, if they sell those ads, you know, they, I don't know, that's what, but they got several in there that they sell, Google does. So it's a wonder
gotcha.
They don't do more of it to push everybody out.
Oh, yeah. Well, we need to do some updating. And I'm going to tell you, I see a duplicate, and I see your listing with 6 reviews on it. Right? Does that sound right, 6 reviews?
Yes.
Okay. And this one has your name as Waxhaw Electric, not Waxhaw Electric Company. But they both have your phone number on it. One has reviews
yeah,
and one does not.
Okay. No.
Now,
well, it's Waxhaw Electric. That's all I usually have is Waxhaw Electric or Waxhaw Electric
Company.
Yes. But you got to use the exact name as like Waxhaw Electric Company or Waxhaw Electric.
No, we don't have to use the word company on it. If you're used to using Waxhaw Electric, then that's the way we'll keep it. But we'll to make this update, we're also going to Google to get rid of that duplicate because that hurts your rankings to have a duplicate, okay? And the duplicate has nothing on it. It has your old website. I mean, it has your website, but it doesn't have any reviews. And so, on the other hand, let me talk to you about websites for a moment. You have the one with the 6 reviews is missing. The website's not even showing on it right now. And unless I'm missing something, back to it. And we have 2 websites. And I have 2 websites on the account for you. One is your own website, waxhawelectric.com. And one is one we made that says monroecommercialelectrician.com, which is awful long. You don't want the Monroe. And the website's one of our older websites as well.
So I don't even have a website. I don't want the Monroe Electric.
No.
What was it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Y'all put that in there or did we put that in, or did I put it in there?
Well,
how did that come about? Waxall Electric
so
Monroe.
So the Monroe Commercial Electrician.com?
Yeah.
Well, over the 12 years, I'm not sure when that came about, but there must be a point that we offered you a website, and because we had a Monroe address on there, they obviously put Monroe in the name. But here's the point I want to make when it comes to websites, okay? Your website, I'm going to take a closer look at yours. Your website that's not secure of waxallelectric.com, that's a good domain name, but it needs to be secured. And your website is an older style website. Now, you may or may not be still happy with that. And I don't see your phone number on it right off the bat. So let me ask you. We can create you a new website. And there's no additional cost. And it'll be a much updated website. And, you know, it'll be geared toward Waxaw, like you said, not Monroe. And this website can either be created where we purchase a new domain, or it can be, we either purchase a new domain for you, or if you own this domain, we can put it right on your domain. Do you know anything about this domain? Because you probably had it a long time.
Well, all I know is I had waxallelectric.com, but that's not what I... It's still showing when I pull it up. Let's see. When I pull up electrician.
Okay.
When I pull up electrician in Waxaw, North Carolina.
Okay, all right. So when I'm looking at sort of a blue website for waxallelectric.com, that's yours, right?
Yeah. I'll pull it
okay.
up right now. Okay, yeah. Okay, waxallelectric.com. Okay, all right. This says, and that's where I got. Let's see. That's where I got the reviews on. So that's what I'm looking for there.
Okay, Waxaw Electric, six reviews, and let me look at that website. Okay, I'm clicking on the website now. If it'll open, there. Okay, and it's a blue website. Does not have let's see, if I can go to the contact us, then I can find phone number. Your phone number is there. Okay, so question I have, I know we're going to update your address, and what I want to know is, would you like a new electrician website made for you, much modern style? And if you do want it, we can do it one of two ways. Because this website if you search it on Google, it says not secure at the top, which if you want to keep your website, we could help you secure it. But we can create you that new one, and we can get a new domain or put it on your domain. Does that make sense?
Okay, when you pull up the website, it says Waxhaw Electric Company. On the other, Waxhaw Electric. So, I guess that don't really matter too much, does it? Or will somebody take a Waxhaw Electric, or they can take a Waxhaw Electric Company, or they can take a Waxhaw Electric Inc. They can do all kind of, if somebody want to copycat that, right?
Which can happen anyway. There could be plenty of companies with similar names. Sometimes companies with the same names in different areas, unless you've done something that copyrights it, you know.
What I have, though, is stopped this guy, Jeff Johnson. He's the one that do that up for me years ago. And it's fine like it is. I don't need anything fancy or whatever. Or, because, you know, I'm a... I'm 70 right now, and I'm pushing time. So give another 5 years, I'll probably be dead, you know? So.
Well, I hope not.
Well, the bad thing is, I got a sister, she's 77, and I got a brother's 80. So, you know, that's not looking too good by, you know, I figured I'd already be dead by now, to tell you the truth. And, I got two other sisters and everybody, but they always live to be too old, you know. I just think you get a certain age, it's time to get out of here, you know. I'm not being crazy or anything, that's my thinking, you know. But I'm still pretty active, pretty healthy and everything, so that's, you know, but my sister is also, my brother, he's 80, so I don't know.
I guess we just never know exactly what's going to happen, right?
Exactly. So that's why I say, leave this one the blue one like it is, and then if we can secure it, that'd be great. And
okay, so we can secure it for you if you have your login to this website, Two Cows, and a company named Two Cows is who it's registered with, who's hosting it, and. And if you have the login to that and give us the login information, we can secure it for you. I think that you had somebody make this a long time ago, and you possibly might not have that login to the domain, right?
Well, I have to look through my file and see if I can find Jeff Johnston. And
because what happens is we're not looking for the login to the website, just the login to the domain, which is hosted by Two Cows. And because what happens is, well, Google gives preference to businesses that have a secure domain and other factors on their websites too. That's why I was offering a new kind of website. But so talking about the address update, do you have access, or have you ever had access into the Google listing itself that you know of?
No.
No, okay. All right, then. Then we'll start the update, and then...
I'm going to find that. It's Two Cows. I've never heard of that before, you know.
Let me spell it for you, because it's... I think it's T-U-C, or I know it starts with T-U, but give me a moment. I'm going to look it up again. Tell you how it's spelled. Yeah, T-U-C-O-W-S. That's where the domain is being hosted.
C-U-C-O-W-S.
T-U. T as in Tom, U-C-O-W-S.
Okay, I got that.
And what happens is this, like when you pay for a domain, you pay every 1 year, 3 years, 5 years to have them host it. They also usually offer you to pay for a security certificate that expires like that also. But with us, if we have access to it, we can secure it and you don't have to pay for the certificate.
Okay. Let me see. Well, I don't know how I'm going to find that, because I've never heard of that, T-U-C-O-W-S. So would that be, I got Windstream. They do my, what is it they do? They do my, I gotta have that, so, I guess they're doing that for my website. So that must be, I need to call Windstream and see if I can get that information. That's a telephone company here.
Well, just remember, we don't need the login to the website, only the login to the domain. Okay?
Okay. I wrote down here, domain. Yeah. So that would be the person, the company I would talk to about that, login to domain. Is that the only way? That company that I pay to keep my email and all that, is that the same company that would have this name for the domain?
It could be anybody. It can be all different. Like, you could have your email one place, your domain one place, your website hosting another place. And some people have them all in one place, so it's hard for me to say that.
Okay, so I'm going to have to, I just have to look through my file and see if I normally write something down like that as far as information I may need later on, but, you know, you go through years, so I got to get that. So if we do that, so we're on the same page and I don't have to start all over again, Doc, can I get your name and your extension so I can get back in touch with you if I find this login at this domain?
My name is Shalette. My extension is 278, but you typically, with client support, you don't usually get to our extensions because we're all on the phone and we don't have personal emails. So if I'm not on the phone, if there was an off chance where I was off the phone, then you would get to me maybe through my extension. But otherwise, it's always going to throw you in the general line. However, my notes will be on here, looking for domain credentials to secure your website. Okay. And then I'm going to put in, you know, the address, except for the address is going to be hidden anyway. We just want to know that you're in Waxhaw.
Okay.
Well, but you already said we can hide the address, right?
Right.
This will probably be, it may require, if it requires a verification at any point, because you don't have access in the Google listing and we have access to them different and address different now than we did 12 years ago. So we, you know, different updates that have to happen sometimes, and also with an address change. I'm going to look at you on Google one more time. And we have a duplicate, that other one that's useless to get rid of. It doesn't have any reviews, and it doesn't do anything to help you. And the one with the reviews, what I'm checking, it already says Waxhaw. So where are you seeing where it says Monroe? Because the listing that you have with the 6 reviews currently says Waxhaw.
Yeah.
But it just says number 1 Waxhaw. What is that? What address is that?
Let's see. It says number 1. So I got it up here. The one I'm looking at, it's got the old building and the car in front of it.
Yes, I see an old building and a car. Yeah. I see is the address.
Yeah, I don't know why that number 1 is there.
All right, well, then you're not necessarily requiring an address change then, right? If it's already showing you in Waxhaw.
Number 1.
You don't know where this is. Where is this?
I don't know what number 1 means.
Is that old building familiar?
Yeah, I used to have an office in that old building.
Okay.
But that's back 20 years ago, or give or take.
All right.
But that's
so you're still showing up on Wax House searches because of this. And we just, Local Splash had Monroe as your address, because that must have been, you know, at some point you gave us that address. But, so we could change our, Local Splash will change our address on file, back to the Wax Owl address that you just gave us.
Okay.
And then, if you're not really, you're not really necessarily trying to show the address, so we, but again, we may need to update our access because there's a lot more we can do. And two schools of thought here. What it looks like. Well, I'm going to have to ask our team to get into here. And basically, I asked if you have access to it because I can't log into it the new way that we do. And so we may have to do a reclaim of it, which allows us to do more for you, even more posting. You know, we can do a lot of new things if we haven't talked in a while. We can post every week on Google for you and things like that. Let's see. We can go ahead and make this request to change the address, and then you get back to us with credentials to secure your website and keep it in mind that we can make you a new website too. Okay.
Well, you know, on this Wax Electric Company, Monroe, North Carolina, has a Monroe Commercial Electrician.com. So that should not be there at all, should it? You can't have two locations on Google, right?
No, not for the same business, you know. And this other one, let me just get into that, okay? Because we had the Monroe address, right? But when I look at that other Google listing, let me back up. The one with Monroe, it says Waxall Electric Company, which is what we have written here.
Yeah.
And where are you seeing the one that says Monroe?
It's underneath the, I'm pulling up web results. That's in the
same. Okay. That's the website we created. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we don't need that. And, but you know, you can't have it there because you can't have two locations. I'm saying as far as, like I said before, Google, you can't have it one location. So even though it's in the same county, I just, because Monroe's and Waxhaw's in the same county.
Let me put it another way. You can have more than one location if they're considered, you know, if you're considering them two separate places, two separate locations, then yes, you could have one in Monroe and one in Waxhaw, you know, that, but if these were actually meant to be just one, if it's all you, just one business, and you don't need to, then it hurts businesses usually to have a duplicate of the same one. But
okay.
These have two different addresses. And if you want us to continue to promote the Monroe address and leave the Waxhaw one alone, you know, if you want that, that's fine, but there's really no reason for it for you. You just have one business in Waxhaw, right?
Right. Exactly. So
okay.
Waxhaw is in Waxhaw, but the Waxhaw Electric Company, Monroe, you know, I'm 15 minutes, you know, Monroe's 15 minutes from Waxhaw, but like I said, if it causes a problem or with the Google end of it, then the Waxhaw Electric Company in Waxhaw Town, that's the most important. The Monroe really is not, because I don't really get a lot of commercial stuff.
Gotcha. And so when you see down in the web results, that part is just the website, you know, but it's just the website we created. It's not an actual second Google listing. The second Google okay. listing is up higher that says Waxhaw Electric Company. But, so, you know, that separate website by itself is not hurting you. Its existence, we can take it down or leave it, but it's the extra, Google listing that has no reviews on it that you don't need.
The Waxhaw Electric Company, Monroe, North Carolina, is the one. That's the one we get rid of.
Yes, that one.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be contacting you when it needs a new verification. If it needs a new verification, okay.
And plus, you got my number. Oh, yeah, you got my number. You see it on a website or here. But anyway, and I'll work on try to find that where that domain name come up at TUCOWS. That's a domain name. And I'll see if I can find.
Somebody is paying, whether it's you or whoever created your website, is paying two cows to host your domain.
Okay. Well, maybe
let me tell you, a lot of times that is a third party, meaning you paid one company to do your website and they bought the domain from two cows. So a lot of times it is you didn't necessarily have your direct login to there. You might be logging in with your own company and they just happened to purchase it from two cows. So just find out where your contact is for the domain.
Okay, well, I'll start with that Robert Johnson and take it from there. And then, I don't know, if we can't do anything with that, then can we just do another do a domain with what's here? What do you think?
Meaning?
Well, can we get another domain name, you know, with,
well, yeah, we can, without it, if we purchase a new domain, we can do that, but we can't put your website on it. So, like, basically, we could purchase a new domain and put a new website on it for you, and both of those wouldn't cost you anything.
Yeah, but my website, well, you're talking about eliminating my waxhawelectric.com?
Yes, if we create. Yeah. Yeah.
That mean I lose waxhawelectric.com? Okay.
Well, you already have that. So you can figure out because remember, like if we were putting a new website on, if we made you a new website, it would be preferred to use your domain of waxhawelectric.com. Because it's already been ranking, it's already, you know, got some authority on the internet, right? As opposed to a brand new one. And although you could still do better with a newer, and on the same token though, if you keep your website, it should get secured.
Okay. That's what I was saying. So the one, if we made another one, it would still be waxhawelectric.com, but the one you'd make up would be secured. And then what, is that, does Flash charge for that?
No. So basically, when we create a website, as long as you're with us, we're never charging you for the website or the hosting of the website. If you decided to leave, then the website doesn't go with you, but you could just decide to pay us for hosting the website only and not your full service, you know. And that's a possibility, too. If we purchase the domain and you ever wanted to buy the domain from us and you said, well, you know, I'm going to have a different website made, but I want that domain, we do sell the domain for $99 if you ever want one that we've bought.
What, $99 total or $99 a month?
No. If we sell a domain, it's like basically which people only buy them after the, if they're leaving, right? If they buy it, it's a one-time charge of $99, but it's just the domain. They're usually going and getting a new website built on their domain. So what I'm saying is, we don't sell the websites that we host currently. We may in the future, but right now the websites that we make, we can't sell, but we can sell any domains that we've purchased. However, if somebody is with us and we've created a website and we're not charging them for it, and if they ever decide to leave our service, but they say, you know, I still want that website to be active, well, then for whatever reason, then we have a reduced price that they could pay just for hosting the website.
Okay. So I got to find out who hosts that. I think what you're saying kind of brings to light someone I talked to years ago. So let me see what I can find on it. And then hopefully I'll get to talk to you next time. And I'll try to make it pretty quick to find this. And then we'll just take it from there. And that way we'll have an address. You know, physical address, but not to show, but it'll show to Google that we got a physical address, correct?
Okay. Say the address.
The 112 Summer Street.
It's still going to be hidden. Like, you know, Google will know, but it's right now Google knows you're in Waxhaw and they're showing that number one. If we use a different address, it'll be hidden. You know, I asked about paperwork because Google at times can ask for paperwork when they want to re-verify. A re-verification usually goes pretty simple, but if they ask for paperwork, then the paperwork has to match the address you try to use. You know, so there's one.
So it's showing a picture of the building, and it has the number one right there, which I don't know why that's even there, but don't matter. So if we left it like that, then I probably would never have any trouble with Google, correct?
That's correct.
And so if we, now we need this, now we've got to do
get rid of that duplicate. Get rid of the duplicate and secure your website.
Exactly. That's what I'll work on. And if we leave it more like it is, then I probably never have problems with Google, correct?
No, you're already in Waxhaw.
Okay.
As long as you're there.
So we might not even use that other address, that 112 Summer Street. Leave it like it is.
Okay.
And something
you can do in the future if you need to, you know?
Yeah. And you just let the dog lie, you know? And but I
sometimes
get a hold of about that domain and then see where it goes from there. And that way we've got it secured. With it not being secured, somebody could have in the past several years took over that name, correct?
You know, I don't think it doesn't mean that they can take it over. What it means, though, it's just that Google's warning other people, your potential clients, hey, this website might not be safe. And so it's bad for you as a business.
Okay. All right. I understand. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. I mean, we go through so much about our computer, these sites of trying to keep things secure, trying to keep people from hacking it and everything else, you know. I tell you, you just got to have somebody that you can go to. That's why I keep Splash. I changed one time years ago. They screwed it up royally. And I don't even know why he went with me in the first place. I guess the guy had a good sale or something. But anyway, I got away from him. And since then, I tell these people, they said, well, they're not doing this. They're not doing that. I said, they're doing what I want them to do. We're fine. I got a place up in, on the page when people pull up Waxhaw Electric. That's all I care about. I said, it don't have to be fancy. You know, they just looking for an electrician or a company or whatever they're thinking. And that's what I want. I don't need to spell out everything I do and whatnot. You know, that guy that wrote all that stuff up, I didn't know he was going to put all that crap in there, you know, but, you know, it's there, so fine, you know, but, you know, I've done all that stuff. I mean, it's not a lie or anything. I've done it all, but I'm just saying, I think he kind of did it, but he did it for me. I was doing some work for him and he drew that up, and I guess he figured if he put all that in there, you know, that he was doing something for his part, you know, of what I did for him, you know. That's all I can figure. But anyway, it's fine. I just think it's kind of, you know, kind of silly. But, I mean, just, you know, we've got people that advertise as electricians that are not electricians, that are not licensed, that are not insured. And I've taught a few of them. And a friend of mine, he works for state board, and he's an investigator. And so I let him know an electric contractor cannot sell his license. He cannot permit for another guy so he can do a work. So this guy was doing that, so they took his license. You know, and I talked to Hal, who's the investigator. He said, when I found that out, that guy was making $200 every time he helped the guy do a permit. He said, well, you sold your license, so he canceled his license that day. And that guy been in business for the past 12 years. And matter of fact, he called me and out of the blue and asked me if I would take over a job at my company and let him work for me and finish the job and get half the profits. I said, no. I said, I don't want to get involved in that at all, you know. So anyway, but now other states, I don't know if they require that. But North Carolina, it's against the law. You even had a guy that didn't have a license, and he got a guy to permit it for him. Well, he got $4,000 down and took off. And the woman called me and told me about it. And I went and looked in this old, old house. And we were doing stuff in Charlotte, which is 50, 60 miles. Well, I don't know. 35, 40 miles, you know, we're just kind of server over Charlotte. And they had a warrant for his arrest. Now, I don't know if they ever caught him or whatnot. But anyway, we went ahead and did that job. I had about six or seven guys working in Charlotte and brought them all the way down. And they hated it because they didn't like working on the houses. You know, there's that like commercial, which I do too, but. Anyway, I do a lot of service work in houses now. But anyway, we got taken care of. But that guy, so they got some of that stuff going around. And this one guy, he was taking advantage of this lady. Her husband just died. And she was trying to get everything together so she could sell her house and go back to New York with her daughter. And he was trying to rip her off. And he didn't have a license. So, as soon as I got his information, I turned him into our guy here in Union County. Union County guy turned him into the guy at the state, Hal Little, and they put an injunction against him. He thought he could do that. He told the chief inspector here, he said, yeah, I got everything covered. I got a guy permits for me. He said, well, that's against the law. So they got an injunction against him, took the other guy's license. So. Anyway, like I said, there's some people advertising here, and I thought Google checked them out, but they're advertising, but some of them don't have a license. So, but anyway, I get out of here because it's about time for you to go home, ain't it?
No, it's not, but so the ending result, we're not changing anything on Google right now, but you're going to check into your domain. I'm going to ask them to work on getting the duplicate taken off of Google, though. And then the third thing that I wanted to ask you, our account on Local Splash currently, you know, says the Monroe address and not the new one in Waxahaw. even if we're not making a change to Google, should I update it to the Waxahachie address that you gave me?
No,
Local
because
Splash.
I
not
think
talking
you,
about
for local splash, well, I know for Local Splash, they can go to my P.O. box if they have to send me anything, or they can use the 600 East Park Drive. They can use the same address. Google can, I mean, Splash can, but I just don't want it to be on the Google part.
Right. Well, we don't send anything in the mail, but we usually try to have our address and our content that matching the address, you know, on Google. In this case, we're not trying to change Google itself from the 1 to the 112, but all of our content is written around Monroe because we had a Monroe address. So I can just leave that alone. It's not hurting anything. Or, you know, I can update the address on Local Splash without changing Google.
Okay.
But we wouldn't use a P.O. box. So if you want me to just leave it all alone, we can do that.
Let's just do that. Then I'll get a hold of that, see if I can find that domain, and hopefully I'll get to talk to you next time. That'd be pretty quick. So I know you probably talked to hundreds of people, but maybe you remember it. I don't know if I could or not, because there's so much. People call me, so you da-da-da. I said, well, tell you the truth, I don't remember you. I said, but, you know.
But you know what? When I open your account or I hear your business name, and your business name stands out, and when I open your account and I see all the details, I will remember.
Okay. Well, hopefully you do. Try to make it that way anyway. So, all right.
Absolutely.
I'll get that domain and then
okay.
Get that situation. And I appreciate
it. Right. Well, you have a great afternoon or evening. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.